Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I have told you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice it says practice, live in, continue in, to continually do these things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So what do these verses say to us? Well, to me, they're very, very encouraging, saying that if we choose, it's a choice we must make each day. But if you and I choose this morning, hey, we're going to walk in the Spirit. We belong to God. He's given us, the gift that he's given us is his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. Now, the choice is a choice we must make daily. I must make it today. Will I choose to just allow myself to just coast along and walk in the flesh? You see, look what happens when we don't choose to walk in the Spirit. When we just coast along, where do we find ourselves doing? We find ourselves falling into the ways of the flesh and the fruits of the flesh. Those things that you look over that list, we don't want any of these things. It's not peaceful. It doesn't yield a good result, right? But isn't that beautiful, the fruits of the Spirit? Like if we'll choose to walk in the Spirit, we will enjoy love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Who wants self-control? Isn't that beautiful that we can have self-control? We can have love for others if we choose to walk in the Spirit. There are two choices for us every single day. Will we surrender our life to Christ today? Will we choose to walk in the Spirit? Or will we walk in the flesh? The choice is ours. The fruits are amazing. I'm excited. Father, I just pray that you would please do a miracle in my life. Do a miracle in each of our lives, Father, that the world would see that we are different, that we'd be a city on a hill whose light will not be hidden, that people will get around us and they will taste and see that God is good because they'll see the fruits of the Spirit in our life. God, please do this and do it in my life first. Do it in my family. Do it in each and every one of my friends, Father, that we can be different, that we can enjoy fruits of the Spirit in our life that we all desire. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. Amen. And if you want to view other or listen to other episodes, you can download my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.